Well, dinner time.
Mommy!
What is the trouble, Laura?
Is that better?
My leg.
What's the matter with your leg?
I hurt my leg.
I see.
Milk.
Okay, there's some milk. Want us to pour it for you?
I'll hold your cup.
Hold it.
Carefully. Mm-hmm. That's enough. Good job.
Thank you.
Huh.
Why can't you do it? You mean you what? For you, what? For me and you, what?
Yes. Right. Yes.
And for you, for sure, what?
Mm-hmm.
Papa, no mercy. For you, mom.
Good job.
Mm-hmm. I cut something big.
You cut something big? Good for you.
I didn't. No, I can't find something big.
Here's a carrot. There's a big carrot. Can you cut a carrot?
Very good.
You have to hold it down with the fork and cut with the knife.
And you have to turn it like this.
It's a hard thing to do.
Now cut it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we'll watch that
I'd like to know about Proposition 1.
That's a good way to learn, I guess.
Probably, if we can keep our eyes open.
From 8 to 9.
Joanne will probably surface just then.
Maybe she's out in Devon.
She is, at Devon's house.
She was invited?
Well, she called to invite Devon here.
Yeah.
When she learned that we had dined at McDonald's without her. She was extremely jealous.
And
he invited her there. So, I drove her over. They're going to bring her home because they're going to stop.
Can't do it too late, they have a little one.
Well, most people's kids go to bed later than most here. We really hustle them off early. But we go to bed early ourselves.
Yeah, we have to.
I'm still not. I'm a new time completely.
We made it on the fork!
I'm going to get some more vegetables. What's on the fork?
Mm-hmm. Very good, Marty.
I didn't make it, but thank you.
Tell Miss Jordan that I said it was very good.
Reinforcement is worth the mile. But it is very good. So I'm really very sad to see the Evans move away. I really felt a real pang of sadness when I saw that big moving truck there, Bear. Mm-hmm.
So now they have to unpack all of that.
If
it took till 3 o'clock to put it in.
Uh-huh. That's right. We were both just utterly
exhausted. Two trucks or one truck?
Two huge trucks.
So maybe they won't even finish tonight. Should take it out.
Sure they will. Remember when we moved? It'll be 8 o'clock at night. Remember back from the Valley Oak house?
Oh, we have much less stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What a truck.
Yeah, a terrible truck. From that huge house.
My brother didn't look
at it. I was just thinking
this time.
So you clear cross country.
Plus,
up and back.
No, then they had them twice in each place.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it was close by,
it's
still a terrible job to move.
Yeah. You did it twice.
I don't think Nina will be willing to move anywhere. Again.
Except to Bethesda.
Why? Really? Can't go home again. She wishes
I think he wishes that
he was. I'm Laura. And I have a big hair.
Serious?
There we go.
Why is he always greener somewhere else?
Of course.
There's a hat! A cat's hat!
Good, Laura. Yeah.
There's a hat!
It's suited.
Look!
Mm-hmm. Good job. Tell Daddy what you did in school today.
What? Did you sing?
No.
Who was work mother today?
Who was work mother?
Carla, Mommy.
Carla?
Honda.
I see.
His mother has unbelievable patience. She's a little Japanese girl.
Mm-hmm.
And the child doesn't speak any English. So she won't let the mother leave. And she's been going to school with the child 3 mornings a week.
The child doesn't speak English?
Mm-mm.
Is the mother?
Not really. More than the child, a little. He's doing residency.
One in Japan?
I'm going back. There are several families like that. They're doing residencies. Mm-mm. Some very technical... what did they have in cardiology at Cedars?
Yeah.
So technical.
Yeah, they're smiling.
Really? Well,
balloon pump.
Who's it?
That's where this man Berman did his residency, too. The family that Mrs. Jordan worked for before.
I thought he's pediatric.
No, he was a cardiologist in private practice who took a year away to come to do this.
He's got about 25.
To learn to use this special equipment, whatever.
Who should pour?
Anybody else want a bite or a stew? I'll bring it to the table. And
Okay, be very careful. Well, I came to the basic science lecture late today. Three-quarters of the people were asleep.
Daddy!
Literally.
Daddy! I want more chicken!
Chicken?
There's no chicken.
It's
meat? Is it meat?
It's meat.
You have some on your plate.
I see I ate all up.
I bet you I knew what was going to eat for lunch.
Daddy!
Sure, come on home and have a stew for lunch.
I'm at the nurse practitioners.
Give me more! No more.
One piece of meat I'll give you, Laura.
Two.
See, so many automobile accidents when you drive that freeway regularly. Not in the morning, but in the afternoon.
That's two. Who's burning?
Wait till it cools.
There, I'm going to get something and go to North Hall and end of my sleep.
I get my fork.
So people literally were asleep, the few that stayed. And it was the same guy, the cardiologist, fellow who spoke after me Tuesday.
Well, that's too bad, because he obviously works hard.
He gave an excellent, very important subject.
At this basic science class?
Yeah.
So he needs help learning how to... Also, people don't come into effort to listen.
Yeah. Very much
people are lazy listeners.
No. Yes.
You've had a day morning work.
Yeah, and you ate a lunch, free lunch.
And you're not ready for that kind of a heavy thing.
Yeah. So.
Like when I made that luncheon talk.
You know, and it's dark and you show slides.
You have to make them an active participant somehow. I must say, you know, I wasn't even aware that I was learning anything about environment in this class, husband. It was sort of painless learning. And yet I really did learn quite a lot.
Darkness. But some, you know...
You have to take a bath.